Well, Lee, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry have made it clear. They believe that if they win, if the left wins this election, if she wins, they have a mandate to get rid of the First Amendment. They're not even hiding it. They think they have a right to tell you what you can say.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. Coming, they say they have a right to regulate misinformation from probably the biggest misinformer of the decade, Hillary Clinton, who literally made up the Russia collusion hoax and then sicked her friends at the FBI and the DOJ on Trump, ultimately lying, using it to lie to the FISA court at a felony level. They should be prosecuted for that. And Lee, this is why they're running around going, oh no, Trump might put me in prison. He should.
Yeah.
Perjury before federal courts is a felony. They perjured themselves before the FISA court used Hillary's fake Russia collusion hoax to force Trump to turn over more than a million documents by lying to those judges. So yeah, misinformation can be very dangerous. Now Hillary says anybody who counters her misinformation should be censored. I mean, they're just absolute unmitigated gall, these people.
Yeah.
Well, folks, I got to tell you something, okay? If this doesn't motivate you to vote early, I don't know what does. We're not going to have a First Amendment anymore. And you will be censored not by Her Highness or even the Department of Homeland Security. You will be censored by European bureaucrats who will decide what is best for you to say on American soil. Let that sink in, because that's what's coming and it's getting worse. Last week, there's something called the Digital Services Act. It's an EU, a law that was passed by the European Union. And the law says they can take up to 6% of the global revenues of any social media or search engine outlet that does not censor in the way that Brussels bureaucrats direct them to. They want a backdoor so they can even go in and delete accounts. Can you imagine your account just disappears overnight? You make your living as a pundit. Some people are quite good at that in this country. Just disappears. You call your congressmember and they're like, well, I don't know, some European bureaucrat, you must have made him mad. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. They are asserting the right to censor Americans. I don't think Americans understand this. And if Elon Musk doesn't go along with it, by the way, Elon Musk says that Google, Instagram, Meta, they have all already agreed to this, that it will start soon. The only holdout is Elon Musk, okay? If he does not censor, the Digital Service Act, Lee says, he must pay to them 6% of his global revenues, not profits, revenues. So if he's not making a profit, which he probably isn't at this point, I haven't checked lately. I mean, maybe he is, I don't know. It's 6% of global revenue. So in other words, you got to go into debt to pay these buffoons, okay? Well, Ireland has just announced they're upping the ante. 10% of global revenues get paid to Ireland if you do not censor according to what their bureaucrats want. And listen to this. You know how Ireland has passed these really draconian laws lately, against free speech, right? Even if your free speech does not violate Ireland's laws, specifically, if bureaucrats believe, according to their own judgment, that it could incite hatred, fine still applies if you don't take it down, even if it's not illegal in Ireland.
Well, that'll wither your shamrocks, won't it?
Yeah, and again, their take on this is, well, Irish people are going to be seeing it, so Americans have to be censored in order to purify the online conversation for the Irish people's eyes, because they can't handle seeing true things, I guess. Oh, by the way, truth is not a defense for the racism charge. If what you're saying is, like, for instance, hey, illegal immigrants are causing tremendous problems, overloading schools in, like, Michigan, like J.D. Vance said, 85,000 illegal immigrant children in the school system of Michigan is absolutely collapsing it from the inside out in some places. Like, that would be removed because it's very mean.
Yeah, saying true things is not allowed.
Right, but is it true? Well, yeah, it's not allowed. The bureaucrats have final say. And if you don't let them take it down, take away the accounts, 10% of global revenues goes to Ireland. Lee, Russia doesn't even have anything like this, okay?
Don't give Putin any ideas here, Tara.
Well, I know. And look, Russia has threatened to censor. In fact, they threatened Telegram, right? They wanted censorship, but they didn't go through with it. And it was ultimately France that arrested the CEO of Telegram, not Russia. So, yes, Russia has made some threats, and they're not a free place either. But these Europeans are worse. So understand something, okay, in this election. This is when Elon Musk says this will be the last election. Real election is what he means. He doesn't mean they're going to cancel the elections. He's right. Candidates will only be allowed to say what left-wing censors in Europe feel is appropriate. What? Going forward, that's where we are. It's all on the line.
Whatever happened to American sovereignty?
Don't know. And you know what's really weird about that? The Labour Party, which is led by Keir Starmer, right, in the UK, he's their prime minister now, unfortunately, despite getting only 20% of the vote. That's what they call democracy, I guess. It's like 23-24% that they got, but they used parliamentary tricks to take over. Keir Starmer and the Labour Party sent a delegation lead to the DNC convention. They sent their top consultants to help Kamala win, and now they have over 100 people, strategists on the ground, including in North Carolina. And I did the podcast on this yesterday. I said, why are they doing this? Why have we never seen this before? Why are they here? They're spending the party's money to do it, by the way. Their own funds, millions of dollars.
Sure sounds like foreign intervention into elections, doesn't it?
Well, no, and it's fine if the Democrats do it. By the way, it's barely legal. I mean, it's right up to the line.
Yeah.
Why are they suddenly so interested? Because they have a stake in America again, like they did before the revolution.
Right.
If they can get Her Highness elected, they will be able to do a worldwide speech crackdown that will make them uber powerful. So yeah, they want her elected. That's why they're using their own party funds, precious money, because you know that money's hard to come by, right? To campaign for her on our soil. Because you're watching the elites from Europe and here merge under the censorship regime. However, there's a flip side to this, okay? Because I want to scare you. I want to scare you to the polls. I want to scare you into standing in that line in early voting, however long it takes. Just bring yourself one of those little fanny pads. I use those. And I just sit down in line. Right there. You can put it in a backpack. Sit down in line and wait. But here's the cool thing. Zero Hedge, the last line in this Zero Hedge article, gave me chills, Lee, because it says, what is at stake is that the mainstream media is going to be destroyed through competition by X if Trump wins this election. Ushering in the greatest dawn of freedom through free speech in the world has ever seen through technology. And that's true. That is true. The lawfare, this is what they write. This lawfare is a Zero Hedge, shows just how desperate Democrats have become. And that's because if Trump wins, X becomes the primary source of news and narratives, which would entirely displace the legacy mainstream media. Yes, it would. And all of you who text me and say, Terry, you give us all the problems and you never give us any solutions. That's it right there. It'll take care of everything. All of it. Fair debate. We win. And they know it, Lee, or they wouldn't be trying to do this.
Yeah.
Think about this for a minute, because this gives me chills. Can you think of a single instance of even attempted online censorship of the left by the right wing? Even one?
No.
No, because there is none. We don't fear them. We want them to, I want them to talk.
Well, it's from the right you get. You want a discussion. You
yes.
want a debate. You want a discussion of the, you know, the marketplace of ideas, as Rush used to talk about. And that's all that you get from the right. You don't get people trying to shut down things.
One thing you'll see if you go on X, and I try to explain this to people, and this would happen in any, I'm telling you, there will be other free and open forums that will come about. I think you'll see Mark Zuckerberg begin to kick the FBI out. I think he's hinted at that if Trump wins. You will see the greatest renaissance of freedom on earth. It will be unstoppable because X is already the most downloaded news app, and it's not even a news app. If you want to know, I shouldn't even tell people this, but if you want to know what is going to be on Fox News in 4 to 5 days, go look at what's trending on X. Why? X now sets the agenda, and the Democrats and the mainstream media have not figured out how to take it back. They can only react. Like, take Trump, for instance, right? Trump did, on just the X post, you know, the video of him at McDonald's, last night it was at 50 million. It's 56 million. I don't know what it is this morning. 56 million views. They can't stop it. They can't bury it. They can't black it out, so they got to respond to it. And it's sad. They're sad little people. All they could do was go find like the inspection reports. And I guess somebody didn't wear gloves at some point and they got dinged for it. Now they're trying to destroy the McDonald's. This is the pathetic resistance they've been reduced to. And it will go on steroids if Trump is elected. So get fired up. We can beat them, but you gotta stand in that line. Do you hear me, Georgia? Do you hear me, North Carolina? You have to go now. Election day is too late. The lines are gonna be horrendous. Go now. Make a plan to go now. If you have to take the afternoon off, take the afternoon off, because you're gonna love what this looks like if Trump wins. So I read this, WYFF Channel 4. Rick Bradley, Greenville County's District 26 councilman, on this new penny sales tax that they want. They want to take the sales tax from 6 to 7% in Greenville County. You can vote on it today if you're a Greenville County voter. He says, the majority of roads we're talking about paving, doing work on here, the majority of roads are state roads that are going to be paved. We pay a gasoline tax for that. So I'm not in favor of just throwing more money at a project that we already have the money for. In other words, that you already paid for. This has been a source of confusion and, quite frankly, frustration for County Council Member District 19 Benton Blunt, who is with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tara. How you doing?
Good.
Good morning, Tara. How are you?
Yeah, go good. So, is that correct? You're asking us to pay a second time to pave state roads inside the county?
Yeah, that's the biggest issue is not the money at all. It's never been the money. It's been a timeline and the availability for SCDOT to line up paving. So over a little over a year ago, our own councilman, our own chairman of council, asked SCDOT, we were all sitting in a room together, and he said, if I hand you a check for a large sum of money, I think he said $500,000. What would you be able to do with it? And SCDOT responded with absolutely nothing because we're already behind on our paving list. So essentially, we're sending money to Columbia again to hold, because when we collect this money for the state roads, it still has to flow through SCDOT to address the road paving.
Are you kidding me? That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. This is literally high-octane dumb.
It makes no sense to me unless some friends in Columbia are excited that they're getting to refill their coffers with more of our money that didn't address the roads the first time.
So, Councilmember Blunt, let me understand this. I go to the polls today, and I didn't hear this broadcast, and I say, yes, I vote for the additional penny sales tax. So I take it in Greenville County from 6% to 7%. That's really high, in my opinion, but okay. And you guys are going to collect the money and send it to Columbia, who I already paid to pave literally the same roads with my gas tax. And it's not going to be done any faster, because the reason it hasn't been paved is not lack of money. It's because they're behind.
Correct. And that's why it made no sense to me from the beginning why we weren't just addressing the county road needs, because we have so many. They threw the majority, I think, to specify and to clarify that the majority of road paving miles is state roads. If you look on the list, there's less state roads on the list, but the majority of the miles being paved are state roads.
But that is so weird. Why not just only use the money for county roads?
That was what I asked in the very first meeting, and that the response was, well, people don't care the difference between state and county roads. They just want their roads paved. And I said, I don't think you know Greenville County citizens, because they're concerned about taxes as it is. And to put it on top of that, they can't be assured that Columbia is going to do their job and get SCDOT up here to address them.
It sounds like we need to vote this down. And look, if you guys do this, why waste your money? Why not spend it all on county roads? Then we get more miles of road paved, right?
Absolutely.
If we did it.
And I pushed for a separate option, which I'm not a fan of taxes in general.
Me
but
either.
The transportation sales tax actually allows the council and citizens to put together whatever road list we would like to put together. So it could just be specifically county roads. And that did not receive too much attention from the rest of council.
There's, for something this dumb, Blunt, and this is dumb, there's got to be major corruption somewhere. Because, again, all we do by collecting this extra money, as you say, we just send it to Columbia. They're already behind. I mean, if we had any sense, why don't the county just go ahead and pave the roads, send the state a bill? Did you propose that, didn't you?
I did. I asked them if we could consider or at least ask the state if they would reimburse us for any roads that we collected the money for. And I just got a blank stare from the people who supported the sales tax, and they voted it through, and brings us to today.
Okay, so to repeat, because I know people tuning in are like, I must have misunderstood this. This is crazy. No, it's not crazy. So I paid one time at the gas pump with my state gas tax to pave state roads here in Greenville County. They're still not paved, not because there's not enough money, but because they're behind. So now the county wants me to pay an extra penny so they can send the money to Columbia to pave the roads that still aren't going to get paved because they're behind. So now I've paid twice to pave the state roads, do work on state roads, and I don't get anything extra for that.
It feels almost like you're talking in circles, because I've done the same thing, and you can't really comprehend it because it doesn't make sense. And to make it even worse, the majority of the county roads that are on the list are actually not roads, they're cul-de-sacs. So it's not the roads with the potholes that people are always complaining about. It makes no sense.
I got to tell you, this is the dumbest ballot initiative I've ever heard of. And I've been doing this for 20 years. This is high octane dumb. Like, this is just, how can we waste some money? Like, if you were to sit down, figure out how to waste some money. And it's such a shame, too, because we really do need construction, road construction fixes. And yet we will be wasting the money by sending it to Columbia to pay to pave the same roads we already paved once to pave. We already paid once to pave.
Absolutely.
I don't get it. I don't understand. Yeah.
And then on top of that, we've paid the gas tax year after year. And so there's a likelihood that we've paid for these roads more than once already.
Good point, because they have collected beyond the amount they initially hoped to collect. In other words, they have a surplus from the gas tax. They could end the gas tax right now and everything on the list would be paid for. We don't even need the gas tax anymore. And these yahoos, I'm sorry, that you sit around that dais with, the county council, want us to pay again?
I completely agree with you, Tara.
But if you could see me on Rumble right now, my mouth is hanging open. I'm just like, okay. You know what, y'all? Vote no.
Anybody going to vote early, I wanted to make sure to let people know, go in and really think about this. You didn't like when your property taxes were increased, and I don't know why you would want to increase with a sales tax that's going to only send money to Columbia and not take care of our road needs.
And look, Ben Blunt, if it would actually take care of our road needs, I'm open to a suggestion. We have real congestion problems here in the county. I mean, we do. But we can't be sending valuable road dollars to the state to pay a second time for the roads the state is supposed to pave, but just hasn't gotten around to paving. Not because, again, they don't have money. It's just because they're overwhelmed. They're slow.
Correct.
So it's, you're telling me it's not getting done any faster if we print that, if we pass this today?
No. They've said it themselves that it's a timeline issue. There's nothing that can be done about that. So any money that we collect, we send to the state, and it's still going to be on their timeline with their rules. The county and the county citizens have no input into that whatsoever.
Okay. I feel like I need a lobotomy after this interview. I do. I need somebody to drill in my head. So, but the good news is, you used to make it make sense and stop the pain because my brain hurts. So, but the good news is, you guys have a majority now on county council, right? Because you kind of inherited this stupid mess. So, I mean, with you guys could actually go back to zero and come up with a roads plan that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Because you have the majority.
In my last newsletter, I did put out a plan for what we would have done if we'd have taken the right approach, and it wouldn't have started necessarily even with the tax. It would have started with a very comprehensive audit of our budget and something that Greenville County has never done, but every other county has, which is impact fees to make developers pay for some of this infrastructure and road upkeep as we are growing. And then once we do that, we look at what's left, and then we can look at something like the transportation sales tax, which still doesn't use gas or groceries, and we could customize it to address the county needs. And I think that there's no incentive for Columbia and there's no incentive for lobbyists or anybody else through that plan. So, of course, they weren't going to like that.
Benton Blunt, this is crazy. Okay, so thank you. I want to thank you so much for joining us on 98.9 WORD. And I think it's really clear we don't need to pay twice or three times to pave the same roads once. One time was enough with the gas tax. Folks, if we're going to get sane road policy in this county, we got to vote no on this this penny sales tax. This is ridiculous. We don't need 7% sales tax for no reason. Benton Blunt, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
Thank you, Tara.
Kamala Harris, after a word salad, admits men who don't vote for her are misogynists, right? You're supposed to ignore everything she believes, your grocery bills, the fact that the middle class can no longer afford houses, and just focus on that she's a woman. Don't ask any other questions and go to sleep. Here she is with Al Sharpton.
Do you think some of the resistance of some men, black and white, is misogynist, and are you proud to see that most Americans, even being polled, have no problem supporting a woman at all? And I'm one that lived from Shirley to Kamala in terms of these campaigns.
And I have an emotional reaction to you raising the point of Shirley Chisholm, because it is on her broad shoulders that I stand, and so many of us stand. And we have come a long way, to your point, and on your specific point about including the fact that I have the support of countless black men who are in elected positions, including on just this afternoon and two church visits today with the mayor of Atlanta. That being said, I think that you are absolutely right, that there is this narrative about what kind of support we are receiving from black men that is just not panning out.
She says he's absolutely right. What did he say again?
Do you think some of the resistance of some men, black and white, is misogynist? And are you proud to see that most Americans, even being polled, have no problem supporting a woman?
I think you're right, she says. Yeah, you're misogynist if you don't support her. Why might, I don't know, black men not support her? Well, we've got an interesting new poll that is shedding some light on this. Two-thirds of voters favor mass deportation of illegal aliens. Folks, that's amazing, because when Trump took office, and remember, he argued this, it was a risky thing to do because majorities of Americans did not. It was like 49-52. 51, 49, 48, 52, but it was slight majority said, nah, we can't do that. That'd be mean. Just ever since, usually 51, 52% at the time. Now it's two-thirds of voters favor mass deportation of illegal aliens. Wow. Yeah, it's because they abused their privileges. Democrats said, cool, we'll turn it into a voter drive. Americans went, are you nuts? But let's talk about why men in particular, I don't know, black men, might not be supporting her at anywhere near the rate they normally do. This is kind of interesting. This is a Fox News poll. Those tend to actually lean left, okay? So it's probably worse than this. What group most wants mass deportation? If you had to guess. If you ask the crew at MSNBC that, they say, oh, it's probably these racist white people, racist, racist, misogynist, racist, racist, misogynist. Nope. Mm-mm. No, it's not. What group most wants mass deportation? Non-white voters by 24 points. That is the group that most wants mass deportation. Listen again. Non-white voters. So black voters, I guess Hispanic voters. Yeah. What's the number two group? Republicans by 21%. Number three, rural voters by 20%. And number four, urban voters by 19 and men by 16. So she doesn't want to talk about the fact that it's her policies, and her policies are miserable for people. They hurt people badly. Like how? Well, let's ask somebody who would know. Jerome Powell. Joe Biden's own appointed Federal Reserve chairman. And he was talking about why unemployment's going up, not down, up under Her Highness's reign as the border czar. Why is that, Jerome? Because illegal immigration hurts Americans, it hurts their ability to get jobs. Because they compete head on.
If you're having millions of people come into the labor force then, and you're creating 100,000 jobs, you're going to see unemployment go up. So we understand there's been quite an inflow.
Here, I didn't mean to hit that. We understand there's been quite an influx.
If you're having millions of people come into the labor force then, and you're creating 100,000 jobs, you're going to see unemployment go up. So we understand there's been quite an influx across the borders. And that has actually been one of the things that's allowed unemployment rate to rise.
There you go. We're done. So, you know what? Shut up. This is the Kamala message. Shut up. Sit down. You wanted that job. Had to go to one of my illegal future voters that I let in. So sorry, misogynist. The people they are hurting the most are the most opposed to this. It's not because she's a woman. Look, but you know, this just grates me at my core. You know why? Because let me tell you what. I'm a radio talk show host. Radio talk is a male audience dominated industry. It was very hard to get my first couple of jobs doing this because rightfully so, my male managers thought, nah, are they going to listen to a woman? I mean, it was kind of a good question, right? Yeah, this audience still skews well over 60% male. And yet you listen to me every day. Weird, right? So it can be done. The idea that Her Highness can't get votes because she's a woman. Let me tell you, as a woman in one of the reddest places in this country, this whole zone here, up the Mountain Way, female in August, number one show in this entire market, 12 plus, woman, mostly male audience. So I don't want to hear her belly aching. I don't want to hear her whining or her complaining. She screwed up. She's a crappy vice president, an even more awful border czar. And honey, they're judging you by the content of your character and you can't take it. Oh, that makes me mad. Once again, because of the crooked American media, I want to know what's going on. We have to go to the UK Daily Mail. Ooh, I don't know how the New York Times is going to cover this up. Headline, McDonald's claims they are missing Kamala Harris's employment records as staff are sworn to secrecy. Well, if she worked at McDonald's, why would you need to swear anybody to secrecy? Why would that be a secret? The only thing that would be a secret is if she didn't work at McDonald's. And in a memo emailed to McDonald's USA franchisees, the corporation confirmed that while Harris claims she has fond memories of working in a location in Alameda County, we and our franchisees don't have records for all the positions dating back to the early 80s. A copy of the internal letter was posted on an anonymous McDonald's by an anonymous McDonald's franchise owner on social media and confirmed by the Wall Street Journal. Kamala has, of course, claimed that she worked there. And that's good enough for the New York Times. They said, no, it's not true. She didn't work there. And a campaign told us so. You mean Kamala's campaign? Yeah, they say. Oh, and a friend of hers confirmed it. Which Trump could get that deal. He could just have a friend confirm things. So they're saying they don't have records and employees, franchisees are supposed to be sworn to secrecy about. Why is this a big secret? The campaign, the UK Daily Mail points out, has been unable to provide evidence to prove the vice president's claims, such as a photo, pay stub, fellow employee that could confirm her employment. Employees at the franchise she allegedly worked at in Alameda, California, told the Telegraph they've been sworn to secrecy, not to speak about Harris to report it. Why would you have to do that if she worked there? It's a secret job. You ever have one of those secret McDonald's jobs? Yeah, you go, you work there part-time, but nobody knows. You're not behind the counter. You're not in the back. You're not in the front. You're not even in a parking lot because you were never there. Secret job. I wonder if the pay was secret. What's weird is Harris never spoke about working for McDonald's until she ran for president. It is not in her biography. In fact, she didn't mention it until she ran for president and protested with fast food workers in 2019 to raise the minimum wage. Interesting. By the way, we're also having this break overnight as well. Another instance of plagiarism by Kamala Harris. This one's hilarious. By the way, if Trump got caught doing this, he'd be done. But it's Her Highness, so it doesn't matter. She went to testify before Congress and almost completely ripped off the testimony of another attorney that had testified before the Senate. She testified on the House side. It's word for word. Even the typos are the same. She just ripped it off the congressional record and read it as if it's her own testimony. So I don't know how the New York Times is going to cover this one up. This is the second instance. The first instance was 13 instances of plagiarism in her book. And they covered that one up by bringing in a plagiarism expert and only showing him five of them. In other words, they lied to him. Wow, folks, how many days left to this election? The wheels are coming off this woman's campaign.